Well, hello everybody and welcome to episode 103 of the JV Sism Show. Today, we're talking 7 steps on starting your blog today. I'm going to help you blow up your blog the right way.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the land of 10,000 lakes, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And taking everything to the next level is exactly what I love to do each and every week here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, welcome to the 103rd episode of the show. This show is designed to help you get the tools that you need so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has put on your heart. Well, my friends, in today's episode, we're talking about blogging. And we all know what those terms are. We know the word blog and blogger. But have you ever wondered if you could create a blog that people would read? Or maybe you have this question: how do I blog, and what does it take to create a successful blog? Well, over the past several years, blogging has become my life. I live for it. I believe content that is created helps leaders and writers find their voice so they can succeed in life. And helping people develop their writing and blogging skills is where my passion lies. But how do you do it? What's the secret? How do you begin? Well, my friends, that's what we're talking about today. I'm going to give you 7 tips to starting your own blog and making it a smashing success. All right, my friends, well, it is good to be back behind the microphone again. And as always, welcome to the show. And if you have never been here before, this is truly where you come to get the tools that you need so you can find your voice and succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. Well, today we're talking about blogging, and because this podcast is on a blog and my website is a blog, I felt that it seemed fitting. And as I was going through some of my archives, I realized some of the topics are dated, some of the topics need a little freshening up. And this original podcast was, when did I record it? I recorded it on September 15th of 2015. So this is well over a year and a half old. We're getting close to almost 2 years ago I recorded this episode. Well, I decided to hit the record button again and go over this. I've added a few other steps that I want to talk about because I have changed a lot since I talked about maximizing your blog, talked about how to start your blog, and especially starting it the right way. If you wanted to listen to the original episode of this, you can find the full show notes at jbsism.com/028. So that was episode 28. That was a long time ago. And in fact, episode 28, if you go and listen to it, that was when it was called the Crosstalk Podcast. Well, that has changed. It's now the JB Sism Show, and things are a little bit different around here. I have a self-hosted website now. I'm no longer using WordPress.org, so you're going to find some outdated stuff. So I wanted to clean that episode up. I wanted to re-record it because I felt it was necessary, and I wanted to kind of open up a dialogue about blogging because I'm part of a few different online blogging groups, and some of the questions that people are asking are, well, how do I switch over from WordPress.com to WordPress.org? Or I'm thinking about going self-hosted. Should I go self-hosted? Or I'm wanting to really start writing a blog, but I don't know the direction I need to go. I don't know what I need to do to blog the right way. And so I kind of want to dispel some of these myths, and I wanted to give you 7 tips to starting your blog, making it a success, starting it the right way, starting it today. And in other words, I'm going to blow up your blog the right way, because there is a right way to blog and there's a wrong way to blog. But the wrong way to blog isn't necessarily the wrong way, quote unquote. Blogging the wrong way just means it's something that you probably can't monetize. It's something that you probably can't grow. It's probably going to be more for your friends and your family to read about your own daily musings. But the blog I'm talking about today is something that you're going to want to use to propel your ministry. If you have a church, if you have a lay ministry that you are doing, if you are a missionary, you can write about your exploits to the people who follow you. If you are a writer and a novelist, you can talk about your latest books that you're going to be writing. If you are a pastor, you can talk about you could talk to other pastors about the ins and the outs of being a pastor, being a leader of a local church, and you can talk about the struggles that most pastors deal with, and you can talk right to them in a conversational tone. Or if you're like me, you can talk about writing, blogging, and podcasting. I kind of encompass all three of these together because I want to help you find your voice so you can succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. I want to give you the tools that you need to help make that a reality. And blogging is one of these avenues that you can take to get your message out into the world. Get your message out of your heart, put it down into black and white, so that people can read it, so that people can take the approach of you are an expert in this area because you're writing about it. And that's really what blogging does, is it opens up a door for you to be looked at as an expert. And that's kind of the conversation I want to have today. And I think one of the things that holds a lot of people back, and if I'm wrong on this, please let me know and, you know, send me an email. You can just simply go to jbsism.com/contact. You can send me an email there. Otherwise, you can leave a comment in the show notes today, jbsism.com/103. And so correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think a lot of times people have this idea of, well, what if I screw this up? What if people don't want to read what I write? What if people think I'm a fraud? What if people think I am just suffering from imposter syndrome? What if people think that I am just copying what other people are doing? And I think these are very real fears, and I think these are things that new bloggers really struggle with, and I know this is something that I struggle with personally as well. Especially when it comes to the imposter syndrome, I feel like, I want to be this know-it-all guy. I want to be an expert in this field, and I want people to look at me as an expert in this field of blogging, expert in this field of especially writing in the indie industry for books and getting your message written down in book format or blog format. And sometimes I feel like I'm inadequate when it comes to this because, well, I only have a small following. I don't have the followings of like Cliff Ravenscraft or Michael Hyatt or Amy Porterfield or Darren Rouse from ProBlogger or Jeff Goins from Goins Writer. You know, I'm not a big celebrity kind of a blogger. I'm not a celebrity podcaster. But I know that I've been consistent. I know that I write good quality stuff, and I know that people care about the message because I have people that tell me that they are blessed by what I write. I have people that tell me they are glad that I produce my stuff. And in the last week, I actually sent out an email. Last week, I sent out an email asking people this question. Here's what I wrote. I said, you've been on my email list for some time, and I wanted to reach out and ask for your help. It's not something that I do, but I'm at a crossroad. The past year for me has been about creating more focused content on my blog, and I'm also in the process of creating something exciting. Not going to get into it now, but the past few months, getting that message out has been difficult. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I need some help to make this blog even better. And so I asked some questions. I said, could you answer one or more of these questions? What do you want to learn from me? What one thing are you struggling with? What topic I write about resonates with you the most? Or why do you enjoy my blog? And I said, I know I don't normally ask you to respond to emails, but would you be willing to take 2 minutes and answer one of the questions above? I would greatly appreciate the help. And so I had a couple people from my email subscribers actually respond to this. And I was really, really happy that they did. You know, they were saying that that the content I write is grabbing their attention, and that they enjoy the tips, they enjoy the advice. And when I read content, you know, or comments like that, it tells me that it resonates. It tells me that people care about the message that I give and that I have. And I know one of the surveys I did about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago now, one of my audience members said, I don't care what you create, just keep creating content because I'm going to keep eating it up. That's not quite how they worded it. That's how I took it. But I think what stops a lot of people from taking their blog to the next level or even just sitting down and starting a blog for the first time is that fear of the unknown, that fear of, am I going to make it? And I'm here to tell you, 103 episodes later, I believe this podcast is getting better, it's getting stronger, it's getting more focused, and I know that it's changing lives. Not everybody's going to mention it. I know that there's people out there, if you're listening to this and you've listened to every episode that I've done, you've never commented on anything, I would love to hear from you. I would love for you to leave me a comment, send me an email, jason@jbsism.com. Send me an email and just say, hey, Jason, thank you so much for your podcast. I've been listening to it for X amount of weeks, or I've been listening to it this whole time from beginning through all the changes until now. I would love to hear those kind of comments. I would love to hear that kind of stuff. But I think when we get so encapsulated in our fear of failure, it's one of these things that stop us. It holds us back. It keeps us from pursuing our dreams. And I talked about this back in episode 101. Go to jbsism.com/101, and you can read about it there as well. But that podcast episode, I talked about how fear stops us from pursuing our dreams. And if you have this dream of blogging, if you have this dream that you want to get your voice out into the world, you have to do something about it. And so I came up with these 7 tips to help us kind of make this decision and move forward. So here are 7 tips on starting a blog and making it a smashing success. Number 1, just do it. Just do it. Take the Nike approach and start your blog. If you're going to blog, it's got to be a priority in your life. You've got to go all in. You know, for years, I just dabbled with blogging, and I felt that this was just kind of a fun little hobby thing I was doing. In fact, I actually started blogging just as a conversation with the young adult ministry I was leading at the church. Well, it's completely evolved since then, and I really focus on bloggers and writers now. Way different than writing devotionals. But I dabbled with it, but I know now if I were to start over, I would have started and done things differently. I would have started with one focus, one clear direction. And I think this is why we hear from people that consistency is key. And even Michael Hyatt, I greatly respect Michael Hyatt and his blog and his business. He says this, he goes, decide what you're going to do and follow through. Just make a decision stick with it, and get the job done. Take that Nike approach and just do it. If you're going to start a blog, sit down and say, today is the day I'm going to write that first blog post. I'm going to sign up for a blog, and I'm going to do it today. Number two is find your website and sign up. So you've made the decision. Congratulations. You're going to start a blog. Now what? Maybe your eyes glaze over and you're like, okay, well, now what do I do? And here's the deal. There are so many options out in the website arena. It's so difficult to know where to begin. And this is where I come in. This is where I can help you. This is why I am your personal writing and blogging coach. So let me coach you. I did a simple Google search for blogging platforms. So when I decided I was going to blog, I'm like, well, how do I do this? I did a Google search blogging platforms. I found 40, no joke, 45 million results of people telling you which is the best platform. That is a lot of advice, a lot of people. But you want to know what the majority of these people were saying? No, I didn't go through all 45 million. I'd probably still be here reading them. And I never would have had a blog since 2009. But the number one place that a lot of people say you should start your blog is by using WordPress. Now, believe me, and I tell you this with all sincerity, WordPress is considered the gold standard in blogging. You're not going to go wrong. Now, when I started back in 2009, I started with WordPress.com. And there's nothing wrong with WordPress.com. There's a lot of great stuff with WordPress.com. But you are limited. You can't monetize. You can sell your own products, but you can't sell other people's products. You can't have affiliate links. So if you wanted to sell advertising, if you wanted to have affiliate links, you can't do that. You can sell your own products. That's fine. WordPress is simple. It's free. If you sign up with WordPress.com, you get yourname.wordpress.com. Now, you can, for about $18 a year, get your own domain. And that's where I got jbsism.com. I got jbsism.com at WordPress, and I added it to the blog. So you can do that. You can't go wrong. Now, today is a whole lot different. Today, I use a self-hosted WordPress version at wordpress.org, O-R-G. WordPress.org is where I do this. Now, it's super easy. It's super cheap. You can have your own custom site. And it is a lot more, how do I word this? It's a lot more user-friendly than WordPress.com because you can customize your website exactly how you want it. Now, the deal is you can't just sign up for it for free. You have to have a web host. Now, web hosting is incredibly cheap. You can get it at GoDaddy. You can get it at SiteGround, Bluehost, a Small Orange. There's a bunch of places out there. The place I recommend, and this is an affiliate link, but I recommend a company called Bluehost. And now you can find it at jbsism.com/Bluehost. Now, that's my affiliate link. And right now, if you are listening to this podcast, you're a member of my audience. And you can get this hosting for $3.95 a month. $3.95 a month, you can have a self-hosted WordPress site. Now, to get the $3.95 a month, you have to buy 3 years of hosting at once. So I just wanted to prerequisite that because you have to get 3 years of hosting at $3.95 a month. But if you are a member of my audience, you get that pricing. If you're not a member of my audience, you might not get that pricing. They may have different pricing. So that is exclusive to JBSism listeners and readers. So I wanted you to be aware of that. But if you're going to blog because you've made the decision, you have to now have a place to put your blog. I recommend WordPress. You can certainly start with WordPress.com. By all means, do that. It's free. And that'll get your feet wet. If you want to go all in, you want to go serious, you want to do it the right way, I encourage you to go to Bluehost, get a hosting package with them for $3.95 a month, jbsism.com/Bluehost, and set up WordPress right there. And they can walk you through step by step on how to do that. Yeah, so there you go. Number three, you have to know your niche market. You know, the question we have to answer is this: who is our target audience? And if we don't know our niche market, if we don't know who these people are that we're writing to, we're not going to be taking things to the next level. And I think this is where we have to get so laser focused in our mission. My mission is this. My mission is to help writers and leaders get the tools that they need so they can find their voice and succeed in their family, their ministry, and their life. I want to help you stay motivated with clear thinking. I want to help you transform lives. And I want to help you succeed in life. That's what makes me tick. That's my clear, laser-focused vision and mission. So my mission is to transform, equip, transform, and reach. Equip you with tools to transform lives, to reach the world. And I do that by helping you stay motivated with clear thinking so you can succeed in life. See, we need to know in some form what our target audience needs and what they want. I know what my audience wants. I know what they need. They want to start that blog or they want to write that book. That's why I'm recording this podcast episode. I know that they want to stay motivated with tools and clear thinking so they can succeed in their craft of writing. And if we know our audience, they're going to keep coming back. And I can attest to this. It's so true. It's so true. Number four, we have to write and schedule our blog posts. Now, blogging is a lot of work. I'm not going to say it's not work. It is work. It's easy to get overwhelmed with everything on our plate. We have our family, we have our work, we have our hobbies and other passions. But here's my suggestion: batch create your content. Now, this is in this instant, this is a do as I say, not as I do. I'm recording this at about 11 o'clock at night on Tuesday. You're getting this episode on Wednesday. So this is a do as I say, not as I do. So you're going to listen to this just a few hours after I've recorded it on Wednesday, June 14th, 2017, when this is being recorded. So here's the deal. You want to batch create your content, create all your posts, schedule them, and get them up. And then when the days arrive, they're going to automatically be posted onto your website. So you want to write and schedule your posts. Why? Because it's going to take stress off of you and it's going to lighten your load. So do as I say, not as I do, because I'm recording this late at night. So anyway, there's that. Number five is be authentic. And I believe this is the number one most important thing besides being clear on your message. Being authentic is where it's all at. I believe blogging is the perfect way for us to be authentic, to be real, to be down to earth, be conversational. And the reason is we're taking people on a journey through our life experience. But if we don't take the time to produce quality content and schedule it in our lives, we're never going to get the job done. And I think the thing is, people desire the real us. People want the real you. You know, it's not about being plastic or being pretend. a writer friend of mine, a guy by the name of Bob Hostetler, you can find him at bobhostetler.com. He had this on Facebook earlier today. He goes, I just can't get into all of these new Lego movies. Everybody seems just so plastic. Oh my gosh, I thought that was hilarious. Because we want people to see us as real. We're not plastic. We're not pretend. They don't want that plastic stuff. They don't want that pretend stuff. They want the real meat, the real thing. The other day I was saying on Instagram, I did an Instagram video the other day, and I said, we not only need to teach what we know, we ought to know what it is that we teach. Now, I can't take full credit. My dad is the one that kind of came up with that. I was wearing a t-shirt from ConvertKit, and the t-shirt said, teach everything you know. And so in talking, he says, well, we not only need to teach what we know, but we ought to know what we teach. And I think that is so powerful, so true. That's what blogging is all about. Don't just teach what you know, but know what you teach. Number six is be consistent. Be consistent. As a writer, it's easy to procrastinate. I did it. I'll get to the blog later. Kind of like this post, like this podcast. I waited till the last minute to record and write this post. Oops. Don't do that. So do as I say, not as I do. But here's the deal. Blogging requires consistency. It's not about the frequency. People want authentic. They want consistency. If you're blogging for the first time, take the time to schedule a post a week. Don't worry about two posts. I do two posts a week. That's just what I do. You can do one post a week and you'll be just fine. And the funny thing is, I'm thinking about doing something a little crazy and starting a second blog. But I'm not going to talk about that today. I'm just going to let that hang there. And you can guess what it is. But it's better to have a post a week and have people wondering if something will ever show up. We don't want people wondering if things are going to show up, so have at least one post a week. I'm recording this episode at about 10 p.m. on a Tuesday so that you on a Wednesday can enjoy it. People count on us, and if we don't show up, no one will be there to pick up the slack. So it's all on your shoulders. Congratulations, you've started a blog where everybody now relies on you to get the job done. And that is the best radio announcer voice that I can do. you can tell it's late. I'm getting loopy now. Anyway, so here's the deal. Be consistent. Get the job done. Number seven, don't be afraid. Just write that first post. Get it written. Sit down and put fingers to the keyboard and just write that post. You want to knock that sucker out so people can enjoy your hard work. Share it on social media. See, it's easy to allow fear to take hold and never write that first post. It's okay, my friends. It's natural to have those doubts. But if you want to be a writer, you've got to write. See, there are times that I'm afraid that people won't like me, my content, or my message. That's my fear. And I also know it helps others in their journeys. And that's the fact. You know, going back to that email that I was telling you about, how grateful I am for my audience because they're grateful for my podcast and my emails. It's helped them find some kind of form of clarity, helped them reignite the passion that they need for continuing to write their book. My friends, I'm going to say this as plainly as I can. Don't let fear hold you back. I want you to get crystal clear on your message. And I want you to write that. Write your message. Write what's on your heart. Don't shrink back. Pick up courage. Face your fear. And I want you to write. I want you to write like there is no tomorrow. Don't just say, I'll get to my blog later. Do it now. Get clear on your message. Because when you do that, my friends, you're going to be able to touch lives that you never would have been able to touch before. Well, my friends, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You can find the full show notes of today's show at jvcism.com/103. And if you could do me a favor, head over to the iTunes podcast app and rate this show. It helps me spread the message. Well, friends, have a great week. I will see you right here again next week. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.